it's that time, and as usual, we'll let Alex be our leadoff guy.
Yeah, to the organizers of the Springfield Soccer Club in Springfield, Nebraska, I ask.
What are you doing?
Before on this segment, we've had examples of schools not allowing girls to play just because they're girls. And this time, it's a group of idiot adults, people who are supposed to be logical and know better, who decided to not let an 8-year-old girl play soccer because they think she looks like a boy. Mili Hernandez, a kiddo in Nebraska, who was all set to play with her team in a tournament over the weekend, organizers wouldn't let her because they said she looks like a boy because she prefers to have her hair cut short. Her parents even went as far as to bring her insurance card, a doctor's physical form, something they should not have to do, and the organizers refused to even look at them. And then, after all of this happened, the next day, they released this bogus statement that there was a typo on the roster that led to her disqualification. Even if that is the case, we're talking about an 8-year-old girl wanting to play soccer, and we're talking about grown-ups who are supposed to listen to other grown-ups when they bring them facts that can let an 8-year-old girl play soccer. When did soccer organizers get into the business of finding ways to not let kids play soccer? When did that become part of their job description? Abby Wambach and Mia Hamm both posted online that they want to meet up with Mili, which is cool. In the meantime, she couldn't play with her friends and got called a boy by grown-ups because of her haircut. Special place in hell for quote-unquote adults like that, grown-ups. As we ask.
What are you doing?
This is almost too fun, but to Rex and Rob Ryan, I ask.
What are you doing?
Hi! 54 years old, supposed professionals in the world of sports.
No, they're not.
Get into a fight at a sports bar. And we learn now they also got to play the creepy old guy card as well. Rex approached a bachelorette party of 20-somethings. They had no idea who he was, but talked him into taking a picture. Rob joined in. You could see the photo on Deadspin. You see Rob with his hand around a young blonde's waist, but perilously close to elsewhere. I'm sure the young ladies all left and showered. For the record, both of the brothers are married. I'm sure that's an interesting discussion at the Ryan households, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Did he ask them all about their feet, too?
Oh,
remember that was
that
a thing.
Did come up. I didn't want to get into
it. To Graham Spanier supporters, I ask.
What are you doing?
Graham Spanier, the former president of Penn State during the era in which countless children were raped by Jerry Sandusky. He was recently sentenced to several months in prison and more months on top of that in house arrest for violating child endangerment laws in the state of Pennsylvania. Well, leading up to his sentencing, about 200 of his friends and colleagues sent letters to the court as they prepared to sentence Spanier, as well as former AD Tim Curley, VP Gary Schultz. I'm going to read you one from Steven Soboroff, a longtime friend of his and VP of the Los Angeles Police Commission. He asked the court to, and I'm quoting here, take into account Graham Spanier's unselfish service, truthfulness, unwavering integrity, and his contributions to community and society, along with the years of anguish he has already endured. He has more to give to the community and country that is in desperate need of help from intelligent and compassionate leaders. End quote. I don't know about all of you, but working to protect a child molester from the authorities for decades sure screams to me truthfulness and unwavering integrity. Enough already, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Yeah, and make sure to put starch in the laundry. I like my sheets a little crispy.
Holy crap.
To former tennis star Margaret Court, I ask.
What are you doing?
Put it this way. When your Wikipedia page has the following sentence, quote, she founded the Margaret Court Ministries and in that capacity has been a vocal critic of LGBT rights. You're an ass. That's what you do with your life? Try to ruin and make the lives of others harder? Really? I think she's still a little bit jealous and petty because she lost to Bobby Riggs, but Billie Jean King, one of the first high-profile athletes to come out, kicked his ass. Nothing more charming than a bigot with a pulpit. Though in this case, now she's getting roped over the coals. So good on John McEnroe, good on Martina Navratilova, and those with a heart, soul, and character, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Okay, be careful here. To Rihanna, I ask.
What are you doing?
I'm going to tread lightly. There's an off chance this gets posted on Twitter. Someone in Rihanna's camp plays it for her. Look, I know the deal. Rihanna doesn't play. But she made the mistake so many celebrities make when they go to basketball games. They poke the bear. Spike Lee learned to shut up very publicly. Drake has learned several times that talking trash to the best basketball players on earth is usually a good way to earn your team a loss. Rihanna decided that piping up to Kevin Durant during his first NBA Finals game was a good idea. It was not. Just because you have Jeff Van Gundy frothing at the mouth over you and you are undoubtedly really good at the whole pop star thing does not mean it's ever a good idea to talk crap to NBA players during games. These guys make a living playing through trash talk. Anyone who has ever played a pickup game knows it. 60-year-old grandma playing at the Y will knock down a mid-range jumper in your face and tell you that your game is weak. You think you're going to say something KD has never heard before and you're going to throw him off his game? Stop. Go buy an umbrella AA to protect yourself from KD raining all those threes on your cast.
Oh, an umbrella drop.
As we ask.
What are you doing?
This hurts.
But, I couldn't get through that.
But to the greatest third baseman ever, Mike Schmidt, I ask.
What are you doing?
And he has since apologized.
Not well.
Yeah, we've given him a
doesn't pass.
C minus. The former Philly.
D plus. B's and C's get degrees.
So he's talking about Odubel Herrera, the Phil's outstanding young center fielder, an NL All-Star last year. And is he the kind of player you build around? He said no because of the language barrier. 25 years old.
Oh, man, that's a bad take.
From Venezuela. And for the record, he speaks English and is working on it since he joined the club. And it's 2017. You're going to make that statement. My first thoughts were Roberto Clemente, David Ortiz, Miguel Cabrera, Roberto Alomar. By the way, Schmidt is a color analyst on weekend home games. I'm trying to think. Ozzie Guillen. Oh, right. A manager who led his team to a World Series. He made these comments on WIP in Philly. I thought with age comes wisdom. Or is it me or in too many cases now it seems to breed ignorance as we ask?
What are you doing?
That's a bad take, Schmitty. That's a bad take.